As I settle down to prayer today, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I ponder for a moment, how is God looking at me as I sit here in prayer before him? If I cannot sense how he is looking at me, I ask him directly. My God, how are you looking at me now? And I notice his desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day. If I cannot sense his desire for me, again, I ask him directly, my God, what is your desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day? And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking in my life at this moment? In this prayer? In this day? Patience. Love, courage, strength, serenity, peace. I ask God for my desire. and I bring to mind the story I've chosen to pray with today. Where the disciples of John the Baptist come to speak with Jesus. How Jesus sends them back to John with the message. And then how Jesus addresses the crowd. I imagine the place. I look around and notice. What is this environment like? Hilly? Flat, green, sandy, rocky. I notice underfoot the texture of the ground beneath me. I notice the landscape. The weather. It's hot, dry, humid, wet, cold. I feel the temperature on my skin. I draw a deep breath in and notice the fragrances in the air. What can I smell? People? Cooking? Fish? Flowers, trees. Rain in the atmosphere. What do I smell? I notice the sounds around me, the sounds of nature. Birds, trees moving in the breeze, hustle and bustle of people. What do I hear? I notice a taste in my mouth. Sensation on my skin, the temperature, the weather, what I'm touching, what is touching me. I look around at the people in this scene. And I place myself in this scene. Who am I? Who are the people that are next to me? Disciples of John approach Jesus and talk to him. What do they ask him? What do you feel as you hear their question to Jesus? Perhaps you are the one to ask it. How does Jesus respond? What message does he ask them? Take back to John in prison. Jesus makes reference to the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead, the poor. How do you feel when you hear the message that Jesus gives to the disciples of John? What does Jesus say about anyone who takes no offence at him? How do you feel? The disciples of John leave. And Jesus turns to the crowd. He asks, "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at?" What is your response? "What did you go out to see?" Jesus asks. Jesus speaks from Scripture. "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way for you. I notice what I am feeling when I hear Jesus say these words. Jesus praises John the Baptist. "No one has arisen greater than John the Baptist." yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. I notice my internal response to these words. What am I feeling? I spend some time talking with God as one friend speaks to another in conversation. I tell him about the movements within me during my contemplation of this passage. And I listen for his response. I spend some time simply being, resting in God. Gently draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.